जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। जय श्री कृष्ण जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद। जय श्री कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jayo Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki Shila Prabhupad ki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Praye Subhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. So I would like to recite verse from chapter 26, canto 4. Verse number 1. Chapter entitled King Puranjan goes to the forest to hunt and his queen becomes angry. Verse number 1. Narad uvacha sa ekada maheshvaso ratham panchashvam ashogam Dvisham Dvichakram Ekaksham Trivenum Panchabanduram Narada Uvacha Sa Ekada Maheshvaso Ratham Panchashvam Ashogam Dvisham Dvichakram Ekaksham Trivenum Panchabanduram Narada Uvacha Sa Ekada Maheshvaso Ratham Panchashvam Ashogam Dvisham Dvichakram Ekaksham Trivenum Panchabanduram Narada Uvacha सैगदा महेश्वासो रथं पञ्चाश्वम् आशुगम् द्विषां द्विचक्रम् एकाक्षम् त्रिवेणुं पञ्चबन्धुरम् नारद उवाच स एकदा महेश्वासो रथं पञ्चाश्वमाशगम् द्विषां द्विचक्रम् एकाक्षम् त्रिवेणुं पञ्चबन्धुरम् नारद उवाच स एकदा महेश्वासो रथं पञ्चाश्वमाशगम् द्विषं द्विचक्रम् एकाक्षम् त्रिवेणुं पञ्चबन्धुरम् सो वर्ड् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् सो ऐ विल् रीड् रिमेनिङ्ग् टु वर्सेस् आल्सो बिकास् देर् आर् त्री कम्बैन्ड् वर्सेस् एकराश्मि एकदमनम् एकनिदं द्विकुबारं पञ्चप्रहारणं सप्त वरुत्थं पञ्चविक्रमं हेमोप्शकरम् आरुह्य स्वर्णवर्माक्षयायुधो एकदशा चमोनाथ पञ्चप्रष्टाम् अगाद्वणं जय शिशुराधा वृन्दाव्य श्रीगौराङ्ग महाप्रभु की जय So please repeat word to word meaning after me. Narad uvacha, Narada said, Sah, King Puranjan, Ekada, once upon a time, Mahaishwasa, carrying his strong bow and arrows, Ratham, chariot, Panch Ashwam, 5 horses, Ashugam, going very swiftly, Dvisham, 2 arrows, Dvichakram, 2 wheels, Ek, 1, Aksham, axle, Tree, Tri, 3, Venum, flags, Panch, 5, Bandhuram, obstacles, एक वन रश्मि रोप रेन एक वन दमनम चारियट ड्राइवर एक वन निदम सिटिंग प्लेस द्वी टू कुबारम पोस्ट टू विच द हार्नेसेस आर फिक्स्ड पंच 5 प्रहारणम वेपन्स सप्त 7 वरुत्थम कवरिंग्स और इंग्रेडिएंट्स ऑफ द बॉडी पंच 5 विक्रमम प्रोसेसेस हयम गोल्डन उपक्षरम ऑर्नामेंट्स आरुह्य राइडिंग ऑन स्वर्ण गोल्डन वर्म आर्मर अक्षय इनएक्सॉस्टिबल इशुधि क्यूर एकादश 11 कमुनाथ कमांडर्स पंच 5 प्रष्ठम डेस्टिनेशंस आगत वेंट वनम to the forest. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great sage Narada continued, My dear king, once upon a time King Purajan took up his great bow and equipped with golden armor and a quiver of unlimited arrows and accompanied by 11 commanders, He sat on his chariot driven by 5 swift horses and went to the forest named Panchaprastha. He took with him in that chariot two explosive arrows. The chariot itself was situated on two wheels and one revolving axle. On the chariot were three flags, one rein, one chariot driver, one sitting place, two poles to which the harness was fixed, five weapons and seven coverings. The chariot moved in five different styles, and five obstacles lay before it. All the decorations of the chariot were made of gold. So it's very elaborate and long purport, almost 3 pages. So we'll try to just read one or two stanzas and then start the class. Purport. These three verses explains how the material body of the living entity is under the control of three qualities of external energy. The body itself is a chariot, and the living entity is the owner of the body. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, Dehinosmi Netadehe Komaram Yavanam Jara. The owner of the body is called Dehi, and he is situated within this body, specifically within the heart. The living entity is driven by one chariot driver. The chariot itself is made of three gunas, three qualities of material nature. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18.61, Yatha Rodhani Mayaya, Yantra Rodhani Mayaya. The word Yantra means carriage. The body is given by material nature, and the driver of the body is Paramatma, the Super Soul. The living entity is seated within the chariot. This is the actual position. The living entity is always being influenced by the three qualities Sattva, Raja and Tama. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.13, Tribhir Guna Mayer Bhavir. The living entity is bewildered by the three qualities of material nature. These three qualities are described in this verse as three flags. By a flag, one can come to know who the owner of the chariot is. Similarly, by the influence of the three qualities of material nature, one can easily know the direction in which the chariot is moving. In other words, one who has eyes to see can understand how the body is being driven. Influenced by the particular type of a quality of a material nature, in these three verses, the activity of the living entity is described to prove how the body becomes influenced by the quality of ignorance. Even when a person wants to be religious, Narad Muni wanted to prove to King Prachini Bharishad that the king was being influenced by the Tamoguna, the quality of ignorance, even though the king was supposed to be very religious. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Dadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvetam savadhutam parijana saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 26, verse number 1, 2 and 3, translation. The great sage Narada continued, My dear king, once upon a time King Turanjan took up his great bow and equipped with golden armor and a quiver of unlimited arrows and accompanied by 11 commanders, he sat on his chariot driven by 5 swift horses and went to the forest named Panchaprastha. He took with him in that chariot 2 explosive arrows. The chariot itself was situated on 2 wheels and 1 revolving axle. On the chariot were 3 flags, 1 rein, 1 chariot driver, 1 sitting place, 2 poles to which the harness was fixed, 5 weapons and 7 coverings. The chariot moved in 5 different styles and 5 obstacles lay before it. All the decorations of the chariot were made of gold. So we are continuing the story of King Puranjan and his wife Puranjan. Yesterday we heard this allegorical story. And Narad Muni continues the story here also, telling King Prachini Bharisid about the state of conditioned soul in an indirect way, so that he can understand his situation and come out from that situation. So slowly in further chapters we see how Prachini Bharisid understands his position by this story, and then he comes out from that situation. So the translation and purport mainly deals with this, how material body of a living entity is under the control of 3 modes of material nature. And this elaborate allegorical comparisons, very difficult to remember. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada in purport further also, he in very detail writes down everything, what represents what and everything detail, and further with Vidyapit devotees made it more simpler in Subodhani. So I will first go through just with the comparisons which are made in the translation, and then we'll slowly move how these 3 modes binds the living entity in this material world, and we need to endeavor to come out from these attachments or the bondage of this material world or 3 modes, and perform devotional service in proper service attitude in association of devotees. So in Subodhini, this translation is very nicely given in the form of chart. So I will just read out what are the different features of the chariot which are given in the translation and what does it represent in a Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll just read one by one. So in this allegorical story, the Puranjan, the character who is representing soul, and the chariot is a body. And the bows are mentioned here are the absorptions in being doer and enjoyer. So the bows with the Puranjan, they are representing the mentality of doership and enjoyment. And the Puranjan's golden armor, the chariot's golden decorations, as last verse says, everything is made out of a gold, that represents, since Puranjana here is king. So it represents the Rajoguna, which is very prominent for the kings. Then quiver of unlimited arrows, infinite material desires, which are with the fighter Puranjana here. 2 explosive arrows, that is ego, ahanta, and possessiveness, that is mamata. Then 5 arrows, 5 activities of jnanendriyas, 5 horses, 5 jnanendriyas easily attracted by senses. Then 2 wheels of a chariot, they represent sinful activities and pious activities. Revolving axle, which helps these two wheels, pradhan, three flags, three modes of material nature, five supporters, that is five life pairs, that is prana, apana, udana, samana and vana. Rain represents mind, driver represents intelligence. Yesterday Mahabharata Prabhu explained very elaborately how intelligence we should utilize to instruct the mind also and body also. Sitting place is heart. Two poles to which harness is fixed, lamentation and illusion, which is a main cause of a bondage. Seven coverings, seven dhatus, that is skin, muscle, fat, blood, marrow, bone and semen. Five different motions of the chariot are five activities of the karmendriyas. Five obstacles on this road is five kinds of ears passing within this body, that is pran, apan, udan, saman and vana. 11 commanders are 10 senses and the mind as a leader. And destination of chariot driver here is, he named as forest, panchaprashta, that is five sense objects he wants to enjoy. So this is how the comparison is made in the translation, and Prabhupada also gives quite a detailed analogies in the purports also. So we will not go into the technical details, but a simple understanding, which we know that soul is sitting in the heart with super soul, and it's bound in this material world with three modes of material nature. So Prachini Bharishit, who is a king, and Narad Muni is trying to tell him with this allegorical story how in the kingly order it's very dangerous for him to get bound, and it's very natural to get bound because of his kingly position. Because as a king, he has lot of awe and reverence from the people, he gets lot of respect, he has lot of power, and also he is a kind of center of a whole the kingdom, because everyone worships king and everyone looks after him for everything. So in that sense, Prachina Bharishita is a king, and because of his position, he is bound to get pride, he is bound to get lot of respect, he is bound to be respected by people, and that will influence him and he will be act in Rajoguna. So mode of passion is very prominent because of his position, because of the respect and the kind of center he is for all the kinsmen in the kingdom. So the mode of Rajoguna will be always influencing him, and that is how Narad Muni is trying to make him understand how these three modes of material nature will act, and he has to be careful about that. So we'll read some part from Bhagavad Gita also, where how Jiva is get bound in this material world because of three modes of material nature, how he acts, and then what are the solutions to come out of it. So in 14th chapter Bhagavad Gita, it's very detailed explained a whole series of three modes, and specifically verse number 5 to 9, which explains about the how these three modes bind the jiva. The jiva, which is a pure, but because of these three modes, get bound into this material world. So three prominent modes, as we heard, tamoguna, rajoguna and sattvaguna, all the three modes bound the jiva. So how tamoguna bonds is rajoragatmakam vidhi trishna sanga samudbhavan tan nibadhanti konteya karma sangena dehinam. That the mode of, sorry, this is rajoguna. The tamoguna is tamastu agyana jama vidhi mohanam sarva dehinam pramadalasya nidrabhis tan nibadanti bharatah. So here Krishna explains to Arjuna, know that the mode of darkness born of ignorance is the delusion of all embodied living entities. This mode binds the jiva with madness, laziness and sleep. ఓ సన్ ఆఫ్ భారత. సో ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ సో టేక్స్ అవే ద ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ మేక్స్ వన్ యాక్ట్ ఇన్ అ మ్యాడ్నెస్ ఆర్ లేజినెస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ వన్ జస్ట్ క్యాంట్ ఫంక్షన్స్ నార్మలీ అండ్ ఆల్వేస్ ట్రై టు డూ వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ అనదర్ థింగ్ విచ్ మిస్ ఇన్ అ హ్యావింగ్ నో డిరెక్షన్ అట్ ఆల్ హీ జస్ట్ డస్ ద యాక్టివిటీస్ విదౌట్ ఎనీ డిరెక్షన్. ప్రభుపాద్ గివ్స్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ అ చైల్డ్. హీ స్టార్ట్ సంథింగ్ అండ్ హీ లీవ్స్ ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్ మూవ్స్ టు అనదర్ ప్లే అండ్ దెన్ లీవ్స్ ఇట్ అండ్ అనదర్ ప్లే బికాస్ హీ డోంట్ నో ద గోల్ ఆఫ్ ప్లేయింగ్ ఆల్సో. హీ జస్ట్ కీప్ ఆన్ చేంజింగ్. ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే వెన్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ హీ డస్ నాట్ నో వాట్ టు డూ అండ్ హౌ టు డూ. హీ జస్ట్ కీప్ ఆన్ అండ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ హీ బికమ్స్ క్రేజీ ఆర్ యాక్ట్ ఇన్ అ మ్యాడ్నెస్. దట్స్ హౌ ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ యాక్ట్స్. అండ్ దెన్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ రజోగుణ ద ప్యాషన్ యాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఇన్ ద సెవెంత్ వర్స్. ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ప్యాషన్ ఈస్ బోర్న్ ఆఫ్ అ డిజైర్ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఫార్ ద అటైన్డ్ అండ్ లాంగింగ్ ఫార్ ద అన్అటైన్డ్ ఓ సన్ ఆఫ్ కుంతి. అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ద ఎంబోడెడ్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఈస్ బోర్న్ టు మెటీరియల్ ఫ్రూటీ యాక్షన్స్. సో ఇన్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ ఆల్సో ప్యాషన్ ఆల్సో పర్సన్స్ పర్ఫార్మ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ అండ్ ఈస్ వెరీ aspirant want to achieve it at any cost. So in mode of passion he is always very active, has a direction and he achieves it at any cost, and in that way he remains always very active and he is very longing for which is very difficult to attend also but does not leave and also want to enjoy the fruits of that. So that's a mode of passion and which is very common for a king. Since he is acting as a king, he will definitely wants to enjoy the fruits of his position and everything. And third one is a sattva guna, which is explained here. Sattvam rajas tama iti tatra sattvam nirmala vata prakashakam anmayam sukha sangena badanati jnana sangena chanagha. The mode of goodness is the purest of the three modes. It is illuminating and frees one from sins and distress. Though situated in this mode, become conditioned by a sense of happiness and knowledge, O sinless Arjuna. So even in the mode of goodness, one is illuminated definitely. He is also in the knowledge, but that binds him to act continuously for same happiness and knowledge. So all the three modes are binding a conditioned soul in this material world. Although mode of goodness is important and we slowly want to come to the mode of goodness, but ultimately we want to raise above the mode of goodness in pure goodness and do pure devotional service. So His Grace Radhesham Prabhu tells very nice story how three different people, how they act in three modes. He gives example of three families. One in mode of goodness he calls Mr. Crazy Family. They work for the, like, in, they don't know which company they want to work, but just go, whatever work they get, they start working, earn something, and they don't know how to spend it. Whatever comes on the way, they just purchase, comes back, and then they don't know what to do with what has been purchased. So in confused state, they then go to the some wine or something and they start drinking. So throughout night they just drink, and whenever they are tired, they just sleep and don't know when to get up and what to do next day also. So that's the situation in the mode of good ignorance. The family does not know only what is to be done and when to be done and how to be do. They are just crazily acting day and night. So that's why they are Mr. Crazy Family. And about Rajoguna, the family which works in the passion, he gives example of Mr. Fancy. Like, he is very fancy and very systematic. He decides when to get up, work hard for the day, earns lot, plans very nicely, and then whatever money comes, he want to do sense gratification out of that. And to get that sense gratification, again he plans to go next day from morning to evening, works hard. So he enjoys action mode, but then again want to do sense gratification. So that's Mr. Fancy, who is organized but for the enjoying the fruit of the actions. And there is Mr. Good Day, who has planned to get up early in the morning, do his japa,
do spiritual activities, organize. If he gets fruit, doesn't get, he continues to serve the Lord, and he's organized in everything. And then finally he rises above the goodness also and practices devotional service as per the instructions of spiritual master. So that's how he explains the three modes, how people act in three modes, and a devotee who has to come above the three modes and act in a devotional service. So these three modes are very powerful in this material world, and under the influence of these three modes, jiva get conditioned and he struggles hard. As we hear in Bhagavad Gita, only mame mamsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanadana mama shashtani indriyani prakarti sthani karshati, that with these five senses and the mind, jiva keeps on struggling in this material world, and because of that struggle he gets more and more entangled, because senses are very powerful. As day before we were hearing from Anantarago Prabhu, very nicely explained, like even a single sense in animals, that become cause of his death. And he explained all the examples, how skin or the eyes or the nose or the ear or everything, tongue, become a cause of death for various animals or species. So a single sense can devour one's life. So in human beings, all six senses are together. So we can imagine what destruction they can do. Because senses are so powerful, even a single sense can do the destruction. If all senses, six senses together, that can do more destruction. So one has to be very careful that senses are so powerful and they are always under the modes of material nature. So they can do a huge loss to us. So one has to be very careful. And that is how Narad Muni is trying to make this understanding to Prachin Barishid, that you are a king, you are always in a mode of passion because of your kingly position, and you have to be careful about that. So since the senses are so powerful, but still Krishna gives solace in Bhagavad Gita only 7.14, where we hear Daivesha Gunamahi Mama Maya Duratya Mameve Prapadante Maya Metam Tarantite. So although the mode of nature, the material nature of Lord is very powerful, Gunamai, Daivesha Gunamai, Mama Maya Durataya, but whoever worships Krishna, Mameve Prapadante, Maya Mitam Tarate, Krishna promise, Krishna will save him. He will take him from this material world. So that solace is given in Bhagavad Gita again, that although senses are so powerful, but if we take shelter of Krishna, we can be saved. His Holiness Jai Sachananda Swami Maharaj gives very nice example from his life, that he gave in many of the yatras this example, that one time he was in his own country, he wanted to meet his friend, and he went and he was not aware of anything. It was a big bungalow and his friend was staying in a first floor or second floor, basically on top. And when he entered from the gate, he just already entered and he noticed there is a big doggy in the campus inside the fencing of the bungalow, and he has to go to the meet his friend who was on the first floor. But now distance between that doggy and Maharaj was so close, like so less, he understood now a dog is going to come to me, and since I am a new, he is going to chase and may come and bite me also. So Maharaj, out of fear, because he could see, sense that he is like completely staring towards him and he is going to come and bite. So he started just running fast, and then dog understood, now he is a fearful. As we know, like dogs understand the language, body languages, and somebody is fearless, then they don't come close also. But somebody is fearful, they understand and they start following. So Maharaj just started running fast and he just started coming on the steps, and dog comes closer and went so fast and just went inside the house, and then he saw the friend, and the dog comes there, and then friend saw like Maharaj, and he asked the dog, just shut down. And the dog, who was coming so like fast and barking and about to bite him, but as soon as he sees his master, and when master says just shut down, he just keep quietly, sit down and just started like very happily watching his master. So then Maharaj gives this example to say that the same thing happens about the jiva. The maya is so powerful, deviyesha gunama mama maya durataya. The dog is so powerful, can attack and beat me at any time. But if I try to run, I can run for some time, but not for long time. But unless I take shelter of my friend, who is a Krishna, a jiva should take shelter of Krishna, maya cannot be stopped. Maya is going to attack and devour us. In the same way, a jiva needs to take shelter of Krishna, the master. Then only she can be keep quiet and just surrender. So that's how Daivesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durayaptaya Mameve Prapadante Maya Metam Tarantite. One has to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that way we can come out of this three modes of material nature, bondage of this material nature. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 15th chapter, Yudhishthira Maharaj recommends that at some stage a devotee has to be voluntarily surrender to Krishna and giving up this unwanted things of material world. So whole pastime goes when like Lord Krishna passes away, and then Arjuna laments for that, like my friend who has saved me for so many times, now he is no more, so what's the use of my life? And then Yudhishthira Maharaj also following the same mood, and then finally he also leaves whole kingdom, everything behind, and moves towards the north. And while going, he gives this instruction that like one has to leave everything behind voluntarily. So you should not wait time to come which will make you to leave everything. Better voluntarily one should understand this is the right time. I have to leave everything behind and just surrender to Supreme Personality of Godhead and move in that direction. So our destination is to somewhere we want to perform Ahetu Ki Bhakti. So it's difficult as a practitioner every day to completely come out from this modes of material nature and just act on the transcendental platform. But somewhere we have to take that decision and move towards our destination where we can completely surrender to Supreme Personality of Godhead and voluntarily serve Him happily. As explained even in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is the destination for a devotee, or what a devotee wants to achieve as a pure bhakta, is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 19.170, which very famous was Sarupadi Vinir Mukta Tat Paratvena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Shrevanam Bhaktir Uchate, which says bhakti or devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all senses. When the spirit soul renders service unto Him, there are two side effects. One is freed from all material designations, and one's senses are purified simply by being employed in the service of the Lord. So this is our goal, this is our destination. Somewhere we want completely engage into the service of Supreme Personality of Godhead, which will make us free from all designations, and our senses will be purified, and 24 hours we will be engaged in a service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as we are a practicing devotees, our destination is definitely very high and is like very attractive also, but are difficult to achieve. Therefore, in a practicing stage, we have to perform the devotional activities which will help us for a purification. As Mahabhagavatam yesterday was explained very nicely, like one has to surrender to spiritual master, and under his instruction, all other things which comes in our life, they are part of our purification, and we have to voluntarily accept them so that we can get purified and achieve our destination one day. So to speak about these verses of Sarvopadi Vinir Mukta, which are mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, which explains about pure devotional service, which is very esoteric, and that's also achievable, practical to achieve. But for that, we have to go through the purification phase also. And for purification, we must search out various opportunities which are given in association of devotee and under the instructions of spiritual master or his representative. So that part of purification is very important. So when one gets purified and comes to the pure stage, then one performs pure devotional service. But the purification part is very important, and it's unavoidable factor for pure devotional service. And for this purification, whatever instruction given by a spiritual master, one has to follow. So, and that should be a practical application of the instruction of spiritual master. And in one of the lecture, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj very nicely explains. I will just quote that, which is very important quotation. If a motivation behind any action is selfless service attitude, then the result of that action is satisfaction and happiness. However, when motivation behind an action is selfishness, then the result of that action is loss of contentment, frustration, and lack of peace. So here Maharaj is expecting a devotees to do a service in a selfless mood, a selfless service attitude. The attitude to do the services should be selfless, and only that can result into the satisfaction and happiness. Otherwise, having any alternative motives or selfishness, that will finally lead for frustration and lack of peace. And that is why in a service to the spiritual master's instruction, attitude is considered as the most important factor. As in one of the lecture, His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu was telling this story very nicely, that a girl went to a fair, Jatra, and she saw a balloon wala, fuga wala, and she wanted to purchase balloons. So he had a lot of balloons in hand, like we many times see a lot of different colors and everything. So she purchased one with a red color, and she asked the balloon wala, if I leave this, will it fly into the air? He said yes. Then she took another one, which was green in color, and then she asked, if I leave this, will this also go into the air? He says yes. Then she said third one, which was a white in a color, and then she asked the balloon wala, will this also go into the air if I leave? And he says yes, it will also go into the air. So if all colors can go into the air, so what's the factor which will make into go into the air? And then Balunwala says, the color doesn't matter. It's a red, it's a white or green. It's the air inside the balloon which will make the balloon go into the air. So air is the main factor which will take this balloon into the air, not the color. And then she understands. But the example is given that in a devotional service, we may have different practices to do, such as chanting. Sometimes we may have to do reading. Sometimes we may have to perform some devotional activities directly, sweeping the floor. Sometimes we have to dress the deities. Sometimes we have to clean the pots. We have various activities to be done, but it's not the activities which are going to purify you, but it's the attitude behind the activities, the consciousness behind the activities, that is what going to be help you to get purified. So the main ingredient for a balloon to flow into the air is the air. In the same way, main ingredient in a spiritual life is the attitude to perform the service. So while doing services, whether we are having a different positions of a president or the in-charge or different post, or we are a grastha or a brahmachari, the important thing is to perform the service attitude, service in a proper attitude, in a proper consciousness of das, dasano, das. As Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also says, like, this consciousness of dasyam is very difficult to perform. But that's the only thing we have to learn, to practice, and that will only purify us and help us to continue spiritual life for longer time. So this service attitude in a proper consciousness is very important. As few days before also, when we were hearing a class given by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj in Ashram, like while preparing for Vrindavan and Kartik, he was giving very nice example. What should be a consciousness of a devotee when enter into the Vrindavan? And first and foremost point he mentioned, even without starting the glories of Kartik Mas and Vrindavan, he said that proper service attitude is the qualification to enter into the Vrindavan. That's the consciousness. If you have proper service attitude, then only you can enter into the Vrindavan. And he gave very nice example of Hanumanji. And further lecture, there are various examples of devotees, where various qualities of devotees are expected, which will help to have a proper service attitude, and that will help him to enter into the Vrindavan. So the various qualities which are mentioned by him in that class is like simplicity of Hanumanji, then humility of various devotees of Pratap Rudra Maharaj, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, then selflessness of Jatayu, which is also a very important factor. Then gratitude while doing performing devotional service, that is also very important while doing the service. So all these qualities together promotes a service attitude, and that will help us to improve our consciousness, get purified and serve Krishna without any stoppage, like continuously and without any selfish motives. So these qualities of simplicity, humility, selflessness, gratitude, which are very important to perform devotional service. And the wonderful examples are given in the Shastras also about how these qualities will help to perform devotional service and improve your service attitude also. So a simple example which Maharaj gave is of Hanumanji, how simple he was. That one time when he saw Mother Sita, she was putting kumkum on her forehead, and he just asked the Mother Sita, like, why do you put this kumkum, red powder? And she very, like, she also, like, as a son, very innocently, she says, Lord Ram loves this, and he becomes happy when I put this in on forehead. So Hanuman, in a simplicity, when he understand when red color is put here, Lord Ram becomes so happy. So I want to make Lord Ram happy. So he took sindoor and he put throughout his body. And then he went in front of Lord Ram and told, Lord Ram started laughing, and he asked, what are you doing? He said, Mother Sita told me that you love kumkum put in her forehead. So I thought if I put on whole body, you will become more happy. So that's why I put for whole body. So that simplicity, that's what pleases the Lord, and that rise slowly into the proper service attitude also. Then selflessness of Jatayu. Maharaj speaks about how Jatayu sacrificed his life just to save Mother Sita. He had an option, but still he chose to fight with the Ravana and die for saving the Sita. Although he knows that Ravana is so powerful, I will not win. Still he tried and sacrificed his life for saving Sita. So that is selflessness for others. And he gives example of Srila Prabhupada also. Like Srila Prabhupada at the age of 70, when he was supposed to be retired, stay in Vrindavan and do his bhajan. But at that stage he decided to move, cross the ocean, travel for 40 days in a boat in a ocean, and then spread Krishna consciousness in the Western world. So he took that hardship for saving other jivas. So that selflessness, that will also lead for a proper service attitude, consciousness. So there are various examples in Shastras about various qualities of a devotees which will lead for this proper service attitude. So one time Maharaj was as Prabhupada also mentioned, like what does service does? So Prabhupada said, if you do service, you will get more service. And about even chanting, Prabhupada was asked, what does chanting does? And Prabhupada answered the same, that if you chant, you will chant more. So that is what a service is. If you do service, you will get more service and you will start serving more and more. And that is how Maharaj, one time I very clearly remembers one of the yatra in Vrindavan when Annakut festival was happening. And devotees cooked so much offerings for the Lord Giriraj. And after that, Maharaj asked all devotees, you can get that Mahaprasad here also for devotees, but better you distribute it to the Brajvasis also. And some of the various items are taken away and they are served to the Brajvasis specifically. And Maharaj mentioned in the class that it's our fortune because of various years of service to the Srila Prabhupada mission, Krishna allowed us to serve the Brajavasis. So that is the fruit of a service. If we serve for a longer time in a proper attitude, you will get more service to the Vaishnavas and the pure devotees of the Lord. So that is the fruit if we determinately for longer time serve with the proper service attitude. Even one time I remember Gauram Prabhu also in one of the IYS Yatra, he mentioned that he also used to go to Vrindavan, and various occasions of Prabhupada disappearance day, he had a service to cook and serve the Prabhupada disciples and the devotees. And he did that service for many years. And one day, somehow or other, when in 2005, I remember, Panchatattva installation was there in a Mayapur. And somehow, because so many Prabhupada disciples from so many countries, everyone wants to come to Mayapur, and Panchatattva, the first time in ISKCON, a huge deity is installed in Mayapur, Navadip Dham. So everybody wanted to perform Abhishek. So there was a big conflict now, who is going to perform Abhishek, because such a huge list throughout world, so many Prabhupada disciples, senior sannyasis, so many managers are coming, so many temple presidents. Now whom to give this service? And they finally choose Radha Gopinath Chaupati Brahmacharis to perform the Abhishek. And the criteria was like Gauram Prabhu said, that his perspective, that because we served Prabhupada disciples for so many years in Vrindavan, and that service allowed us humbly to get more service, which is such important, but because of the humility and pleasing the Vaishnavas, none of the devotees, Prabhupada disciples also felt offended. Ye Brahmacharis kyun abhishek kar rahe? It's a Panchatattva and all Prabhupada disciples, sannyasis, but still, that was given to the Brahmacharis of Chaupati, because for so many years selflessly serving the Vaishnavas and pleasing them, that gave more service, and that is how a selflessness will help us to serve more with a proper attitude. So this service attitude is the most important factor, the foundation of the devotional service, and we have to develop this consciousness some or other way. Maharaj writes in many of the lectures about this, like this is the foundation. If we do not take care of this, and if building goes on increasing, it will fall like anything. So foundation has to be very strong. And that is how we have to always focus upon the attitude while doing service. And if we improve our attitude, we do a service with the humility, if we do service with the selflessness, if we do service with the gratitude, we do our service with the simplicity, that will definitely help us to get purified, and one day the destination which we are aspiring, a pure devotional service to Krishna, that we can achieve. Hare Krishna. So it's a for the longer purpose, so I will not go for all technical details. It's already 9 o'clock, so we'll stop here. Just if there are any comments. Prabhuji is waiting for any question. So we'll stop. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.